It's 8:21 and it's Friday, which means we welcome into Studio B, Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Hello, John Hancock.
Top of the morning.
You're both looking bright and sunny today.
Yeah, really. I got to bed early last night and didn't get woken up by the fireworks, but I was up at 3 a.m., so.
Why, because the storm's rolling through?
No, I just was up, so. I'm ready and let's go.
Okay. Yeah, those storms were loud, though, for those of you
were
who
they?
Slept through
yeah.
it. Really loud.
I did not sleep well last night. My CPAP is broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good.
That is not
good for anybody.
Nope. Yes, no one was sleeping in your house then. Okay, where should we start? There's so much going on. I'm going to start with you, John Hancock.
All right.
Kevin Roberts with the Heritage Foundation, who is heading up Donald Trump's Project 2025, how they will remake federal government if he becomes president again, had said, "We are in the process of taking this country back. We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be." It's not the first mention of revolution or civil war or violence. What's happening?
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders wants a revolution, too. Good luck working with Congress. Congress isn't going to, there's no revolution going to happen as long as Congress is this dysfunctional. I do worry, though, that we've so expanded the power of the executive branch in this country, and this latest Supreme Court ruling exacerbates that, the immunity ruling. And, you know, we're out of balance. This country was built on a system of checks and balances, and those balances are out of balance. And the executive branch in particular wields way too much authority. And so, I mean, if Donald Trump wins, and I think he's going to, if the Democrats don't make a change, they're going to push some things.
But John, I've heard you lament the power of the presidency, almost an imperial-like presidency. They're trying to strengthen it with this 2025 project, and that makes me nervous. I think you're probably in the minority in terms of the Republican Party that's worried about that stuff.
I'm not so worried about it. You're going to have the 2026 midterms. If Donald Trump is the president, the 2026 midterms are going to be pretty remarkable, I think.
The other thing, though, is that in the last administration, we saw the president, well, I didn't like the fact that he was president. He picked people who were at least competent for their job, Rex Tillerson, General Mattis, General Kelly. Well, they all are now a part of the 40 of the 44 former secretaries who would not vote for him. He's not going to be bringing in competent people. He's going to be bringing in sycophants like Don Jr.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, I think, for Donald Trump. There's going to be a lot of people that won't work in that cabinet, but those kinds of folks probably wouldn't be asked anyway. But it's the cabinet leadership that a President Trump would pick is going to be very interesting.
This morning, Michael, I interviewed Robert Costa, who's filling in on Face the Nation, and I asked him about the Democrats' plan going forward if Biden does eventually step aside. He goes, they don't have one.
Exactly.
Right? So he also said that Kamala Harris seems to be emerging as the most likely replacement if Joe Biden steps away. But previously, you had mentioned Pritzker and Newsom. Right. So what do you think is coming together here?
I don't know that anything's coming together. The real problem that the Democratic Party has is that Joe Biden has a stranglehold on this nomination. And if he wants it and doesn't want to move away, it's going to be his. Now, I'm hoping that there's a pressure on the president, but boy, we haven't been seeing it. And what I'm worried about is this election's no longer about Donald Trump and the detriment he is to this country.
That's right.
This election's now about Joe Biden. And it seems to me that the Democrats have taken the Republican cloak of, look, this isn't about policy. This is about the individual. And that's what's most concerning to me. So then you go into our second problem, which is that Kamala Harris isn't that popular. But she hasn't had a chance to be able to stand up and speak to the American people. And if this election continues to be about Joe Biden, she won't have that ability to make that case. The other thing that I think the Democrats are failing on, Scott, is they're making the case that we should be electing Joe Biden because of what he accomplished over the last 4 years. I agree with you. It's been unbelievable what this president's accomplished. But we all watched that on Thursday night, and we worry about how this person could accomplish anything over the next 4 years. So hopefully the Democratic Party is going to get its head on straight. I don't see a way that we can skip Kamala Harris, so maybe there'll be some other type of plan to deal with that.
The Labour Party had a huge win in Great Britain, but France went to the right. Are there any lessons or any things that you're taking from
that? My takeaway is people are upset with incumbency. Now, Britain's in a unique case, right? Because they had left Brexit, this populist, make America Great Britain great again philosophy. Now they find themselves also isolated, their economy suffering. They're wanting to go back and deal with that. But I think what we're seeing is ultimately just people mad and angry at people who are holding office.
Yeah, politics generally is cyclical, and the cycles, you know, the pendulum swings, and it's swung in this country for its entire existence. I suspect that's part of what's happening. The conservatives had a 14-year run in England. So, and in France, you know, the right's been knocking at the door for the past decade and a half. So, it's a lot of this is the pendulum swinging.
What do you guys have coming up?
Well, we've got a local author who's written a book. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we're talking a little politics today. And
politics. That's surprising.
Airplane travel. How about that?
Oh, that's always fun.
It is always fun.
It's not.
You might wind up in the overhead compartment these days.
Oh, my gosh.
There's that, plus the Delta food.
You
know that story?
And how about the guy getting up? I guess he was on some type of sleeping pill and just starts to urinate in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going on, man.
It is
a zoo on planes. That's what we got for the people out there.